The Big Favour with Darren, Kerry and Skye on East Coast Radio.
Recently, we became aware of Kylie Milana Kista through The Big Favour. She's a 3 years and 11 month old girl diagnosed with a rare and complex heart condition. So joining us this morning is Serena Kista. Good morning and welcome to The Big Favour, Serena.
Hi, Darren. Thank you for having me.
A couple of people have been talking about your situation right now, but from the horse's mouth, so to speak, tell us about Kylie and what condition does she have?
So Kylie was born with this congenital heart defect. The condition's called tetralogy of Fallot with pulmonary atresia, VST and MAPKAS. What it means is that Kylie doesn't have the valve that connects the heart and lungs. It was never formed. The arteries that should have been attached to that valve is free-floating and underdeveloped. She has a large hole in her heart, and her body created two collateral arteries to keep her alive. And those two collateral arteries are giving her lungs oxygen today, which is taking from the aorta.
Well, I suppose the next question would be, what are the experts saying about what Kylie has to do right now?
So she's been for a number of procedures. She's been for 9 surgical procedures to date. She's been for 3 open heart surgeries, 6 non-invasive procedures to try and get her to the point where she can have a repair, all of which were unsuccessful. She's with the best doctors in South Africa, and they've tried their best to save her life. Unfortunately, Kylie's body is not responding to the treatment that they've been giving her. And in October, she went in for procedure in the hopes that we would be almost ready for the repair. And during that procedure, they picked up that Kylie's condition had deteriorated. So the two collateral arteries that she's surviving on, one has started to close severely. After that procedure, we were told by her doctors that there's nothing more they can do, and they cancelled all future procedures and advised us that Kylie would need a heart and lung transplant to survive, and we should wait till she turns blue. And it's not a procedure that's done in South Africa. There's one that's been done in eThekwini, and we should seek help outside of South Africa. They've done one in eThekwini on an adult, but they have not done one on a pediatric case. We have taken her story to her case to eThekwini for a second opinion. Yeah. We've also shared her case with the Ministry of Health. So we sent it to Boston's Children's Hospital to give us an opinion, and they came back saying that they can repair her heart using her existing anatomy. The procedure is very complex and intricate, and it's not done with great success in many countries.
And what are the chances of success if she were to go to this Boston institution?
They have a success rate of 96%. And apart from that, Kylie should have had this procedure when she was a baby. Unfortunately, tried other methods to get her to the point of a repair, which didn't work out.
Serena, thank you for joining us today. Please stay where you are. We would like to share the details of how we can get involved in raising some money for Kylie.